Nice to have Harris Andrews with us. Brisbane Lions young gun on the Breakfast Club on a Monday morning. They are going beautifully. 7-4, sitting comfortably inside the 8 and percentage on just a game outside top 4 at the moment. Harris, good morning to you.
Hi, fellas. How are you going?
We're going really well. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate your time. This is some sort of season that your boys are putting out at the moment. We've talked about Chris Fagan earlier this morning, the way that he's led this group. Are you surprised at what this group's been able to achieve this year to this point?
Yeah, I think it is a little bit surprising at this point. Obviously, going off the last couple of years, we haven't had many wins. I guess to be 7-4 is pretty exciting for the club. But at the same time, we've sort of gone into this season with the thought that, there aren't really any limits. And, if we just continue to focus on the process rather than the end result, then, the results will eventually look after themselves. So, yeah, I mean, we're pretty excited about, where we're headed. And we've got a really big game against Carlton this week. And then we'll have a week off with the bye, obviously. And then, yeah, we're ready to crack in the back half of the year.
We've talked about Brisbane a lot this season on this program. We love the way you play as a team, and certainly the results that you've been able to get. And it's good for footy, we think, because of the way you play and what you've been able to bring to the competition. And there wasn't a lot of expectation coming in, particularly externally, for this season. Now there is a bit. Do things start to change in the psychology of the group, or are you able to keep that level?
Now, the guys, particularly Fags, does a really good job of tempering those expectations and realising that, he's seen, obviously, in his experience with footy, that if you do start to read the headlines and that sort of thing, things can go badly pretty quickly. So, he does a really good job alongside Luke Hodge as well, to make sure that the young fellas at our footy club aren't reading into, those expectations and what could potentially happen. So, there's a fair bit of emphasis around that, and certainly as a leadership group, we try to implore that as well amongst our boys. So, it's going really well, but a lot of hard work to come.
Harris, what do you reckon the message is going to be this week heading into Carlton, who, as you know, lost yesterday and copying a bit of a battering and has done for the last month or so here in Melbourne? So how are you going to approach this week?
I think I saw a stat after our game on the weekend, looking at the quarters won across the year, and certainly Carlton, obviously they've only won one game for the year, but their quarters won across the year are significantly higher than their ladder position suggests, and they've been able to put some really good footy together in patches across the year, and certainly not one to underestimate what they can do, because when they come out and play their best footy, we've seen across the competition this year that if you're off by 10%, teams can certainly catch you out. So yeah, we'll focus as if we're playing a normal game, and hopefully we can come out and get the job done.
And what's your approach been to interstate travel this year? You're obviously better than you had been, but is it tweaking the system, or is it more about experience and guys knowing individually how to travel and finding ways to deal with the unfamiliar surroundings of travel?
Yeah, there certainly is. It is a lot different to playing interstate to playing at home, and we've still got a lot of younger guys that probably haven't experienced quite as much away travel as a lot of the older guys have, and for those younger guys, I guess being able to adapt to a new environment and play in front of a really loud crowd such as we did in Frio a couple of weeks ago is a really good learning opportunity, and we look to probably come out and play really hard in the first quarter, and just like I imagine every other team would when they play interstate, and close out the crowd noise and that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, there's still all 8 goalposts on the field, and the footy field's pretty much the same size. So I guess it's just our ability to play the way we want to, and see where that takes us.
Just back on Luke Hodge, Harris, how big has he been for you in helping as a leader in defence? And have you been surprised at how influential he's been, not just his coaching, but his playing?
Yeah, he's been fantastic, Hodgie, certainly since he got up here. When I first heard that he was coming up here, I wasn't really sure what to expect, but, he's just one of the boys, and certainly on the field and off the field as well, his leadership's, the reason why he's been part of such a successful culture and team at Hawthorn. I think he's done a really good job to implement that up here, and certainly help us as a young leadership group, set the standards really well, and it's pretty exciting, I guess, to have such a legend of the game play alongside us, and yeah, certainly from my point of view, he's helped me a lot with my leadership and a lot of that positioning stuff on the field that I probably didn't have prior to him being here. So, yeah, it's been really good to have him up here, and I'm not really sure what he's doing next year, but, yeah, he's certainly been a massive help at the footy club this year.
Just get him off the golf course long enough to train, he'll be able to play again next year.
He has just bought a house too, hasn't he, Harris? Up.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, yeah. He certainly has. Him and he's obviously a very young family, so... yeah, it's exciting. We'll see what happens, I guess.
Well, you guys are going beautifully, and as are you, and you played magnificently last night. You're the standout player on the ground against the Hawks, and deservedly given the best on ground honours. We appreciate your time, Harris. Look forward to seeing you in Melbourne on Saturday afternoon against the Blues. Good luck.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for having me, guys.